We are on Daf Nunhei Amud Beis. We had asked Akashim, and Rabbi Yehuda said there were no shayfres for Kanei Chayvim because they might, one of the Bailim of the Kanim might die. And they'll come out, so they, we have money in the shayfres of a chad, it's a chadash emesa baleo, we'll pass all the money. So the Gemara said, v'nivre, the Gemara asked Akasha, v'nivre arba zuzi v'nishde b'mayim, hanach nishtari. We explained yesterday the Akasha was to an oifen of breirem, that will be able to be mevarer, that this money was the money of the chadash emesa baleo. And some amelis, so the, and we'll be able to throw this away liyam amelach, and we'll be able to use the rest of the money. So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yehuda less lay breire. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold aim breire. Menola. So Moses says, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold breire? Ilay memahodis nan. Aleke yahyain mi bein akusiyim. We learn that if a person purchased yayin from kusiyim erev Shabbos im chasheichom, it seems Rashi wasn't geiris this erev Shabbos im chasheicha, and in a few places where it's brought down, it's also not brought down. Alakeich yayin bein akusiyim oimid vaimer shnei lugim shani yosid lahafrish harei hein trume. The two lugim which I will eventually be mafrish should not become trume. Asara ma'aserishin, tisha ma'asersheni, umeichel v'shoyse miyad divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. So we'll see in the sugya that this works with the din of breire. And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yois, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrei. Alma ein breire. So we see that they hold ein breire. Let us see the Baal Rashi. And Taisvis. So Rashi says, let's open the Rashi, Les lei breire, loi samchinon a breire le mishre isure. Now, Bachsach Meir Rashi is saying here a mouthful. We had mentioned a few times, let us mention it again, as a machlokes arishayim, what is, if you hold ein breire? Well, let us speak about our case. That a person says, I'm making now trume. What am I making trume? The two so I will be mafrish tomorrow. So if you hold yesh breire, so it became now trume. Which one became trume? The two so which I'll be mafrish tomorrow. That means it's now trume. I don't know which it is. I'll find out when I'll be mafrish. But I made now the two saw that will be mafrish tomorrow became now trumis. I'm allowed to drink the rest of the yayin. If you hold ein breire, so many rishayim hold ein breire, you can't do such a thing. You can't make now trume the two saw that I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow because the chalais has to be chal now and the afrosha will be tomorrow. So how can you make now, how can it be nitvas Hashem truma on something that there wasn't afrosh on it yet? The afrosh will make it, this is the shteishos ani mafrish lemocho. So that maisa afrosh, because man, you don't have this maisa afrosh, you don't have the shneishos ani afrish. So how could it now become truma? That's lechere aposhet way to learn. So the man that holds ein breire holds that you can't make such a chalois, that the chalois is dependent on a maise sheyizbare la'achakach. The chalois should be chal now, and the oifen chalois is dependent on asidus. That's poshipshat. Rashi in Chulin, daf yudalad amad alef, says nishtazay. Rashi an amach leikis between Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda chayish Shema chulin shasa. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to drink the wine because maybe he drank Shema truma shasa. Maybe he drank the truma. So therefore, he's not allowed to do such a thing. Maybe he drank the truma. And Rameya holds that no, you can rely that Mistami he drank the chulin. So, first of all, we have to understand it's very modern. How could you say according, comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you hold ein breire, so the zikha became truma. No, the shaila is, who says the truma is that what I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow? Maybe I drank the truma. So it comes out, a koyin, a fully held ein breire is allowed to do such a thing, because if he drinks the truma, it's zechnish gefela. But the problem is, how do we understand such a thing? How could we say that maybe he drank the truma? He said, Klo, I'm making truma, that what I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. He said, Klo, what he's making. The two songs that we mafrish tomorrow should now be truma. So how could it be I'll be mafrish tomorrow and I drank the truma? How could that become truma? So the stipler in Gittin brings down the Rabbi Keveger and the Maroche that Rashi held as follows. That Yizichah can't make a chalais truma now on the two so I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow. I mean, if you don't have now the two so, you don't have the mais afroshes, how can you make it now truma if the mais afroshes is going to be tomorrow? There's no mais afroshes today, so it can't be nitvas Hashem truma today on the two so I'll be mafrish tomorrow because man, there wasn't the mais afroshes. So how does it work? So it works as follows, that I'm making truma now that which is oimid to be mufresh tomorrow. That means I have now an oimid lifresh. Now, exactly how we figure out what the oimid lifresh is, beisach nisht. It could be you take all factors into consideration. That means how much wine does a person drink on Shabbos? And Mistome Maitsoi Shabbos, when he makes Afroshe, what wine will be at that time around? So the Oimed Lifresh there's a certain wine in the barrel, which is Oimed Lifresh. That's Mistome Oimed Lifresh. Now, Machloikes, Rab Meir, and Rab Yehuda is, that Rab Meir holds, that the two so I mafrish tomorrow, these two so were oimed lifrish today. The Rabbi Yehuda says it's not muchach. It's not muchach that the two so I was mafrish tomorrow, these were oimed today to become mufrish. Now, the oimed kamachloikis, I don't know. But al kaponim, we do see that the chalois is chal and tuso, which are now oimed to be mufresh. The shaila is, when I mafresh them tabad, I say these were the tuso that were oimed to be mufresh, or maybe something happened in between, and the other tuso were oimed to be lifresh, and he was mafresh different ones. That is the machloikis. So memele rab meya holds some chinon abreira. You rely on it. That means, why should, and say, maybe a different Tuso was Oimed Lifresh, and later he was Mafresh, another one. Why should you say such a thing? Some chin and you rely, Mistama, the Tuso, that he was Mafresh tomorrow, these Tuso were Oimed today to be Mufresh. Rabbi Yehuda holds, loy some chin on Abrei. Don't rely on it. Could be something changed. So Memele, so that's the beginning of Rashi. Rashi says by us, less lay breire, not less lay breire, you can't make it. If you hold a breire, you can't make now a chalois trume on, I can't be nitvis now a chalois trume on something which you need a mice and a seedus to mimivara on what you want now the chalois to be chalam. No! Loi samchinen am breire. You don't rely on breire le mishri yisur. You want to be matar on yisur truma over here. He might be drinking truma. But no, I'm wrong. No, the truma he didn't drink. The truma that is what he was mafresh tomorrow. To rely on that, loi samchinen. A breire le mishri yisur. God, Rav Tuvia Hamer wanted to be ma'ore from this Rashi. Rashi stuck in another two words. Lemishrei Yisure. If it's Negeya to be Mater on Issa, you don't rely on Breire. What if the Breire will be Negeya Akiyum HaMitzvah? Not Lemishrei Yisure. For example, the Shagasariya has a whole pilpul. What happens if people used to bring their own dough to a bakery, and they used to bake their own matzahs, and used to stick it into the oven, and then the matzahs got mixed up. So then there was a big problem. So everyone came out with matzahs. So it could be Reuven had Shimon's matzahs, Shimon had Reuven's matzahs, and Lebedik. So the Shagasaya thinks of an Eitzah that we should think that if Shimon will take, Reuven should say, if Shimon will take my matzahs, so I maknet him, and Shimon will say the same thing, and he has a whole Arichas that's told in Breire, a whole Shaklevetaya. L'chayre, from this Rashi, it would seem that the whole chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda is loy samchinen abreira lemishrei isur. Rashi sticks in two words, which are not necessary. Right? To be matar anisa, to rely and to say 100% that you are mafresh tomorrow, that was oimit to be mufresh today. We're not to be matar anisa. We're not matar isurim with this smicha alone. But could be by mitzvahs. It could be soimit. Rashi had a problem that they were geyser. Ramei was geyser, not allowed to drink the wine of kusiyim. So this is speaking about before the gzeira. Now Rashi, it seems, was not geyres erev Shabbos im chashecha. So Rashi had a problem. So why does he have to make this whole dreidel? So let him go and be mafresh. The ein lekeilim lahafresh l'soichan trumis u'maisres. Rashi in another place says that his keilim were tame. He just tabled them now, but yeah, they won't be toyim. So he doesn't have keilim, but he wants to drink the wine now. So memela. So he said they should now become trume the shnei lugim shani yosid lahafresh. So harei hein trume b'soichay. So the truma is now in the yayin, and therefore there was this truma there already, and therefore you can drink the wine because there was a fresh truma. So the wine is chulam. Umeichel meiser sheni al hamois. By the meiser sheni, so Rashi learns meichel as a loshen machalo, that the meiser sheni is machalo. The ma sheyesh biyodoi lesakein yisakein. What you, a fill according to Rameh, that holds yesh breire, what you could be misakin, you are misakin. B'shoy semina tarubes. Sheyi lekelem yafrish bom atrume umaisa. V'samchinen abreire, we rely on breire, v'loimer zeh hoi atrume. This was the trume that was mafresh. This was oimet to be, this was, but it was oimet to be mafresh. B'hu shosachulem. Now from this Rashi also you see Rashi l'shitosai. That means Rashi l'shitosai, for some reason, there's a svara to say, there's a mokim to say, that could be what his mafresh later was not oimid to be mufresh b'shas the kri Hashem. There is such a svara. But could be it's a far-fetched svara. I don't know what the oimik ha-machloikis is. Rab Meir says, somchina, you can rely on it. You can rely. Vostach metrachten. That a different soul was aimed to be mafresh, and now you're aimed something else. Samchina, we assume that was mafresh later, that was aimed to become nifresh, b'shas the kri Hashem. But it's a samchina, you can rely on that. So memela, filu rab meyel, so the mey says, you know when you rely on that, atosnish kaneitze, that means you won't be able to drink the wine. So memela, so we rely on that. Meikar din, we can be soimach, that will be mafresh later, was always oimed to be mufresh. But when it comes to Meister Sheini, so then you don't have to rely on the later the kafrosha. You can be machalal it right now. So if you have an eitzah, then I feel like I may hold loisam chinam. And that's what Rashi means, kol heiche digleke ikele saken misakninam. That means, according to everyone, the zicha was chal meisa sheni. The shaila is, if the shvete dik afroshe of altake, that'll be mafresh later, was that take the meisa sheni that was oimid li forish b'shas the kri Hashem? In the Lashon of Rashi in Chulin is, v'rameyes v'le de meisa sheni lo hitiru loy chachomim lishtoy yisloy, v'lismoy chal brere. We see klo Rashi in Chulin holds that verkehrt, it's a smiche, and the Rabbonon, I mean, a teure, it can be saimach am breire. With the Rabbonon, since you have another eitze, you're not saimach am breire. Al Kaponim, from all these Rashis, we see Rashis mechudish di keshite in yesh breire and neim breire. Now, let us see Taisus. Halaykeyach yayin mi bein akusim. So Taisva says, Disanya garsinan, v'loy garsinan disnan, she'ena mishne b'shemok. There's no such mishne. There's no such mishne that brings down a machloikis, Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. There's no such mishne. So it's a baraisa. V'meseches d'may perikzai mishne dalet, yesh mishne achas. There's a Mishnah that says this whole Eitzah, how to be mafresh, there it just says Daloche, that you could do this without a machloikis. So Abos Al-Kaponim, if here Argamah brings down a machloikis, Al-Kochir Tzabarais. Zekteis v'afogav the Rab Meir gozer al yeinon beperikam v'dechulam. Rashi's kashit, so Lachayir, how can you stop as I drink the wine? Rab Meir was gozer. This paraisa was learned before he was goyis. Atayse is another problem. Rab Yosi and Rab Shimon, af ogav the sviralu b'menoches perik abishmoel, teirmin mishal kusim al shal nochim and mishal nochim al shal kusim, the kusim geri arois. Now let's just explain for 1 minute that Rab Meir held kusim are geri emesain. There was a geiris, the kusim came into Eretz Yisrael, and there's a maise in Nach, and they were over there by the Zohar, and lions came, and they changed their anhogis. The shaila is, was that a true geiris, or wasn't it a true geiris? Others hold geiri yemes, other holds machloikis, other holds geiri arois. That means the whole geiris was only a geiris from the pachad of a rice, but wasn't a true geiris. Now, Rameya holds geiri emesain. So, till a certain tkufa, Rab Meir held, no, the Yidin, so, the Yain is Mutter. But once he found the Pseps, Naboide Zore, so he asked. So he asked the Yain, with the Rabbon, and he gave them a din of Goyim, and Mamele asked the wine. But that was a Gzeire, so Taisa says, according to Rab Meir, we have to say that this Bryce is speaking about before the Gzeire. No problem. Now, but we have here Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon hold Meiker Adin de Take Goyim. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon says that one is permitted to be mafresh from tvue shel kusim al shel nochim and from tvue shel nochim al shel kusim, but he can't be mafresh from tvue shel kusim al shel Yisrael. So we see that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon holds that the geri aroy is the goyim. No, if the goyim, so you can't say before gzeira, after gzeira, the goyim, they were goyim. So, Mamela, how could one purchase wine from a kusi, according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon? So, Taisva says, Mikol Mokim, kiven the Persian me avay de zore yoysa minochim, and the prishe from avay de zore lamaisa, they're goyim, tak, they never became Yidden, but they're more mufrish on avay de zore, Marzikim b'terusha b'ksav, gamas aleihayim einam oivdim k'moy shayoyisim b'bayis rishin, mishim hochi, k'shegozru al stam yeinam shal nochim, legozru al shal kusiyim, avo b'shegozru al pitom. So Taisa says, amuyim dikechidish, that mistame the iser of stam yeinam was because, we see stam yeinam is also bahano, they gave it a din of a kilo nisnasach, even though it wasn't nisnasach. So this was only on a umeh that's an oivet avodah zarah. Here you have a whole umeh of goyim, which are not oivdei avodah zarah. So memele, so on this umeh, they never gave them a din of stam yena. One teres. So even though they were goyis al piton, but they weren't goyis al yenam. Kamayla rameya kaidim shigoz aleim, shoye yenam muta o piton osa. Inami, if you won't say such a big chiddish, hocha mayri b'metayr yein. It's speaking about that, they belong to kusim, but b'shas they kvetched ice the wine. There was mashkichim there, and also, so it was done a yidei Yisraelim, so memeila, so didn't have a din of yein nochem. Yeinam. Period. Now, the Tosis goes further. V'davke nokat mibein hakusim. This whole procedure, that is mafresh, shnei lugim shani yosel afresh, bitume, and those, this whole procedure is only when you purchase from kusim. Avo mibein am ha'oretz, but what happens if a person buys from am ha'oretz? Din acha yeshla. Then there's a different procedure in Gamsan. In many aspects, there's a different halacha. Kidiktoni b'meseches d'mai b'seife. Like it says in meseches d'mai. Just to be clear, let us just read off the Mishnah in meseches d'mai. Now we'll see, because the Taisvis makes a whole bunch of diktukim, the yukim, the difference between kusim and amaoret. The Mishneh Perik Zayin, Mishneh Dalet, says as follows. Lakech yaimi bein akusim, oimer shnei lugim shani yosed lahafra shereim trume, asore maisa, tisha maisa sheni, omechel v'sheis, period. That is Perik Zayin, Mishneh Dalet. In the middle of Mishneh Hay, it says as follows. Hoyu d'mai, what if he purchased d'mai? Oyma ma shani osid lahafrish lemochel. So one diik is, it says when he's going to be mafrish. By the first case, it says shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish. It says ma shani osid lahafrish lemochel. Harehu meiser. Speaks about Maisa. Doesn't speak about Truma. He just speaks about Maisa. Ushar Maisa Somoch Loi. And we'll see what this means. That means this is now a hafrosh of Maisa is making. Zesha Sisi Maisa Ose Trumas Maisa Olof. So it speaks about hafroshes of Maisa. And you first, you speak about, you're making one midah maisa, and then the somach loy should also be maisa. We'll see exactly what that means later. Maisa sheni b'tzvoinoi oy b'droimoi umachulol al hamois. Here it says he's kaveh amokim where the maisa sheni will be, which we don't have in the previous mishnah also. So the avoda of Taisus is going to be what is the reason of all these different shinuyim between kusim and anamaoritz. So now he's going to go Bahadroge. The Bidmai, the Chilik number one, Lektoni Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish. It only speaks about the Maiser Shani Osid Lahafrish. Just speak about Truma. Lefi, Sha'amayoritz Lenech Shadu Ala Truma. Because when you buy from Amoritz, he tells you his Mahfrish everything. But it comes to Truma, we believe him, because Lenech Shadu Ala Truma. Kedisa b'shili mesech esoitech, itachas peiteres asakri, samemela, I mean, he's a yid. When it comes to maisa, no, it's that a nesoyin, samemela, is vusel meton, da machin aleben. But al kaponim, by trume, itachas peiteres asakri, I mean, he won't be, he's a mafrish trume. Samemela, so trume, you never have to be mafrish. Period. So that's why you don't to be mafresh truma. Because that kusim give maisa. Fakat kusim are better than amaratzim. And amaratz won't give maisa. It's a tenth. Kusim give maisa. The b'may de kosa be a reise misa ziri. So b'zei vertach shein ish gut. So this whole mission is doch ashrek. So why do you have to be mafresh maisa? They say they gave maisa, they gave maisa. So Taisa says, the Gemara means, hani milik shehem ba'atzman oichlam. But to eat themselves, chas v'sholem, they won't eat anything without maisa. Avuk shemoichim la'cheirim le'chayshi, so they're not eating. No, what is, alifnei evil, they see temichshel. Not lifnei evil, they have another interpretation of lifnei evil, they see temichshel. They won't, they have a blind person, they won't put a michshel in front of them. That's it. But namazay, to sell something which is not kosher to another person, that's not an aveira. Period. Ve'af alpi, frektach toises weiter, she'enem chshudem ala gezel, frektach, it's not only lifnei evil. That means if you're going to tell him, l'maise, this maise me'urib in this tvua. It's mamon ha'shevet over here. So you're going to tell him you took off maise, so he won't take off, so you're being mafsed the shevet kohune from the shevet levia, that you mafsed them from their matonis. So that's gezel. V'avo pishenem chshudem ala gezel. So Taisva says, Amoritz Amilach Shidi ala Gezel. And Amoritz is also not Choshev ala Gezel. Vafilu Hochich Shidi ala Maisris. Choshev lu Gezel. They don't know, that doesn't fall into the category of Gezel. Vishumomen she'ein leitayim. Because who am I stealing from? Which kain? There's not the Bur. There's no Teveya over here. There's no Teveya. Shevet Kuhuna. No. But there's no Yochid I'm stealing from. So Memelev, there's no Yochid I'm stealing from, that's not called Gezel. That's what they hold. Va'oid, another lomdis, kol kamed lehufrish lechoshev lu Gezel. They hold nochmel. That means that if you're mafrish maisa, then it becomes mumin ha'shevet. But kozman, you want mafrish maisa, so it's mine. There's no, the whole mumin ha'shevet, it becomes with afroshev. God, we had a Taisus in Psochem which says Klonitazai. Taisus in Psochem says that Tevel felt in Shaloi, because there's already Me'uriv in the Tevel. There's Momen HaShevet there already. But Al Kaponim, but the Kusim and the Amaratzim Zichet don't hold this Lomdis. They hold it only becomes Momen HaShevet with the Hafroshe. So Memele, so if I'm not Mafresh, there's no Gezel. For oi soimchim hakusim ahoda dashine pekasecha sapayalim, vachalto voloi moicha. That the whole chiyuv, minatoire, this could be sakachu, minatoire, the whole chiyuv is only if it grew by you. But lekuach is potum in a maisa, so memele, so if I'm eating it myself, I have to be mafresh maisa. But I'm selling it to him, so it's potum for maisa minatoire. I'm either rabbonon, lekuach is chayv, nu, ah. Azayfrum dach medoch nitzayin. So these are the three chishbonos that the side the kusim, side the amaratzim have. So memele, so that's why they're choshen. So okay, so now Taisus just explained why the amaratzim are not choshed on trume, and kusim are choshed on trume, and maaser even though they're not choshed on gezel. But here they have chishbonos. Oid yesh chilek acher. Now, Taisus is studying the difference between the two Mishnayos, bein d'may levadai. The b'may k'toni shani osid lahafrish lemochol. He said it should now become maisa what tomorrow I'm going to be mafrish. U'bevadai loiktoni lemochol. Here it doesn't say he's going to be mafresh tomorrow. Now that's a very interesting deal. Right here by Dmai, speak about tomorrow. Zuk taisves lefi shebe'erev Shabbos Ayri. K'moy sheperish Rashi, not our Rashi. And we see from Taisus it didn't say beferish in the Mishnah either, like it says by us. But Taisus says it's speaking about Erev Shabbos. Meshemuchacho horeshe b'mesechtes Dmai. At the beginning of the Perek, it seems that it's speaking about Erev Shabbos. So memele ubishabes loymotzi lahafresh. So when we buy minakusim, you can't say erev Shabbos, I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow, because tomorrow means Shabbos. You can't be mafresh Shabbos. So memele, that's why it doesn't say lemochel. Fragt doch Teusvis, wafer gab dit mei nami eim afrische neusei bishabes? Erlo besofik chashecha. No, if you go, if that's the case, so the mai also not permitted to be mafrish in Shabbos. Can only be mafrish the mai bein ashmoshes. Can only be mafrish bein ashmoshes the mai. Erlo besofik chashecha, the same peg vemem madlikin, or seches the mai namit nanki agavna, my same peg vemem madlikin, that from Gimel. Had mai mafrish oisei orem, or bein ashmoshes, avo beshabes loy. So what am I saying? I'm saying that what? That he didn't mention Lamocha by Vadai because you know how to be Mafrish in Shabbos. So Dmai also know how to be Mafrish in Shabbos. The whole cool of Dmai is how to be Mafrish by Nashmoshes. Hani mili heichid leikore shem mi ba'oidyoy. So Taisa said that fuck if there wasn't a kriya shem mi ba'oidyoy. Avol vaday afilu kogeloi shem me'erev Shabbos osa lafrishoi b'Shabbos. Now, let us stop for 2 minutes and try to explain what Taisus is saying. They're saying a very lomdishish dictator over here, but let us just try to understand the lomdish of Taisus. Taisus says like this, that the emerson, you're not allowed to be mafrish in Shabbos d'mai, not allowed to be mafrish in Shabbos vaday. You're not allowed to. But Taisa says, you know, you're not being mafrish anything over here. Now, the Kriya Shem is Erev Shabbos. The Kriya Shem is Kriya Shem Erev Shabbos. I'm making now Tumah. So it becomes Tumah now. Well, it doesn't become Tumah with the Hafroshe. The Hafroshe is only a biru what I made Tumah. But Lamaisa, the Tumah was Chal now. So this is not a poshet to Maisa Afroshe. So Taisva says, so we see it's different. It's the Kriya Shem is now. The Afroshe is, the Maisa Afroshe, which will be Mevara, what became Truma Erev Shabbos, that is in Shabbos. So Taisva says, it depends. If it's the Mai, you're allowed to make this Maisa Afroshe in Shabbos. If it's Vada, you're not allowed to make the Maisa Afroshe in Shabbos. Now we have to understand what's the Oimik Kabonas of Taisus. Abtu Yama wanted to say a beautiful vote, but later in Taisus we'll see it's not true. But I have to say over the vote because the fact is the Bamish a beautiful vote. He wanted to say as follows, that Mishneh Brura, it says, why was one not permitted to be Mafrish Trume in Shabbos? Why is it in the way Mafrish in Shabbos? Mishneh Brura says 2 reasons. Reason number one, it's nirik emesaken mona. It's a tikkun before the food was a sabachila, it was pebble, now it becomes mut, tikkun mona. Fine. Reason number two, just like ein magdishin, so it's also, just like that allowed to be magdish something in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafrish truma. Why is one not permitted to be magdish in Shabbos? Because it's nirik emekechememke. There's a transaction over here. I had a challah, and I said, Arezu Hegdish, so I made a monetary transaction. Before it was mine, now it belongs to Hegdish. So it's Dumi the Mekachememka. So I'm Magdishin. So he can't be Mafrish through me either in Shabbos. It's also making a monetary transaction. Before it was Tevil, and then I'm saying this is Maman HaKoy. Maybe this is Ma'urev, Maman HaShevet there, but now I'm saying this is Maman HaShevet. So I'm a Mele, so for 2 reasons, I'm not permitted to be Mafrish. So he wanted to say as follows. Als the gather of Tikkun Mone, now let's speak about a case when a person was said Erev Shabbos, Shnei Lugim Shani Osid LaHafrish LeMocho, should not become truma. So I made the truma now. Which did I make the truma now? Shnei lugim shani osid lafrish lemoch. So he said, if the din is al tikkun mone, no tikkun mone over here. It's mesukin already. It's mesukin erev Shabbos. You're allowed to eat already. So there's no tikkun mone. He says, you know what could be? It could be, but kol zman, I wasn't mafrish. The kahanim will come, give us truma. We don't know what he made truma. Just see a big barrel of wine in front of them and there's truma in here. But with the hafroshe, it becomes nisbara. This is Maman HaShevet. So could be this is nirei kemekechememke. This is nirei kemekechememke. So in this case, it's nirei kemekechememke. Fine. So that's why by Vadai, by Vadai, you're not allowed to be mafresh in Shabbos, because al tzniri kemekech emekke. So he said, amore de kechab, by Dmai, the aloche by Dmai is when you're mafresh meiser, the aloche is, you're mechuyev to be mafresh meiser, because I'm choshed, maybe the oretz was not mafresh meiser, but mafreshon vehein shaloi, he's allowed to keep it. When it comes to mominis, so he said, meiser becheber lo v'rayer, oiv amaratza ma'asven. So the hafroshe of meiser of Dmai, there's no nirike mekech ememker over there, because there's no transaction in mominis. In mominis after the hafroshe, I'm still allowed to keep it. So the whole inyan of Issa could only be Eim Afrish and Dmai B'Shabbos Altas Mesake Bonne. So here is no Tikkun Mone because it was Mesukin Erev Shabbos. A beautiful vault. No, the problem is, we'll see, Taisus brings down later, that the din is, you're allowed to be Mafrish Trumas Meiser of Dmai also. Now, Trumas Meiser, you're not allowed to keep. Trumas Meiser, you have to give to the Kohen. And we'll see, and you're allowed to be mafresh, trumas meiser also in Shabbos. So the cheshbon doesn't work. There is a transaction of money. So memela, so this beautiful pshat seems not true. So what is pshat in Taisvis? So could be pshat in Taisvis is as follows. Rabbi Kivega klels a shayla, in shayla sechuvis, in kufnantes, Rabbi Kivega klels a shayla, what is the din if I'll come over to Reuven and I'm makna you something now, me'achshav, it's yours now, me'achshav. If tomorrow at 11 o'clock you'll scratch your head. You scratch your head 11 o'clock, so it's yours from now. So Rabbi Kivega klels a shayla, you'll have to scratch his head 11 o'clock in Shabbos. What's the shayla? There's no use in scratching your head, but by scratching his head 11 o'clock, he's making that the kinyan should be chal from Erev Shabbos. That means by the kiyum atnai of the hakno in Shabbos will make that he was koine Erev Shabbos. Is there also such an issa? And that's Rabbi Kivega's asofik. And Rabbi Kivega says that it's also, of all things, he says it's also tak, as I feel terrorized, it's also. That one is not permitted to be mekayim etnai in Shabbos, which will make that the kinyan was chal erev Shabbos. As this is Rabbi Kivega. So it could be that's pshat over here also. That lemais is azoy. Lemais, when a person said, shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish, should now become truma. So the din is, it now became truma. But you need a osid lahafrish. What will be if you won't be mafrish? We have the gemon of the base, and yibokah hanoi, there won't be afrosh, and forget about it. So it'll never become truma. So it comes out that the whole chalois truma, which was made erev Shabbos, is dependent on the kiyum atnai, which is done in Shabbos. He makes a ma'isa froshe. That means that this chalois is dependent on the ma'isa froshe. So the ma'isa froshe in Shabbos is mekayim the hafroshe of erev Shabbos. And if we'll say in Afrosha, there's a Mekechemem Kedika din, so I'm making now in Shabbos a Mekechemem Kedika transaction. Or I'm making now in Shabbos a Kiyum of a Tikkun Monedike Inyan. But I'm doing that in Shabbos. I'm making a Tikkun Monedike. So could be, so Taisus held like this. So Bishloim by Vadai, it's a real Tikkun Monedike. So there they asked to do such a thing in Shabbos. Masha'en came by Dmai. Dmai is the Roiva Maratzim Asrim. So the whole thing is only Yachumre de Rabbonon. So Memele, so by Yachumre de Rabbonon, that means Minatoire, I really have to assume this is Golnish Midgolnish. That is Mesukin, Roiva Maratzim, that they took off Truma and Mice and everything. Nothing. I'm not doing anything now, really. Golnish mit Golnish. And Rabbonu Amachma, you have to do. So, Kaponim, for this Indian, the Rabbonon, so to make a Kiyam Atnai in Shabbos, for this Chalois, the Rabbonon, which in reality could be, I'm not doing anything side by side. So Memela, that was, I think that is the Pshat and Taisvis, so therefore there they were Mekel. That is Pshat and Taisvis. Now, Oid Chilik, Acher. There's another Chilik, the Taisvis is diagnosing the two Mishnais. The Gabi, the Maik Tani, that he said, that, so the Loshen of the Mishnah was by the Mai, as follows. The Mishnah said, Bidmai, he says, Ahoyu Dmai, Oimer, Ma She'ani Osid Lahafrish Lemocho, Harei Hu Maiser, Ushar Maiser Somoch Loi, Zesh Osisi Maiser, Osi Trumas Maiser Olof. So now let's see. Gabig Maik Tony, Ushar Maiser Somochloi, Zesha Sisi Maiser, Osi Trumis Maiser Olof. Teish. Now Teish explains what is Pshat in the Mishnah. Mida Achash Ani Osid Lahafrish Lamocho. There's one measurement, which is 1/10 of the, which I'm going to be Mafrish, the 1/10 of the Maiser, which I'm going to, which will be the meiser of this tvuah. Mida achash ani osid lahafrish lemocha yehi meiser. This should be meiser. That's only that's 1/10 of 10. Ushao meiser, the rest of the meiser, the hainu tes, yehi somoch loy. It should be next to it. So it would seem from the lashon of Taisvis that lemaisa is mafrish maisa. What should be maisa? So he says like this, that the midah I'm going to be mafrish tomorrow, that's 1/10 of the maisa. The 9 chalokim which are surrounding this 10th, that should be the rest of the maisa. But that pasmi doesn't have to be mafrish. That I am explaining which will be the maisa. The 1 I'll make a maisa frosha, and the 9 which are samuch loy. Then I say, Oiso Mido Shosisi Trila Maisa, the Mido which I made first Maisa, Yehei Tumis Maisa Alates. Now this should be Tumis Maisa. That's why this Mido here to be Mafresh, because he's not Lati Tumis Maisa. Mafresh Lemocho Oiso Mido Shel Tumis Maisa. So tomorrow he's Mafresh that Mido. And now with this afrosh, so now the whole maisa was taken care of, and this midah becomes tumis maisa on the other 9 chalokim. V'shoisa hakel, so by demai, you're permitted to afterwards, after you were mafrish, this midah, you're allowed to drink the whole wine. Vafilu oisa natisha shein maisa. You're also allowed to drink. Laman diomo maisa rishin mutal azorim. Pyod maisa rishin is mutal azorim. Ularamei doma osa azorim. Umhulevi sheiseyu. So, lemaisa, with making a afrosha, tomorrow, if you make this afrosha on that one midah, you'll be able to drink the whole thing afterwards, besides that one midah. Avo bevadai loyoyoloy, but by vadai he can't do this dreidel to be able to drink the whole wine. Shreini yochel lahafrish oisa midah b'shabbos, because he can't be mafrish that midah. We just said before that by vadai you can't make a maisa afroshe. Ubeloy afroshe, and if he won't make a maisa afroshe on that one midah, eini yochel lishtois oisam hatisha, then you won't be able to drink the 9. The 9 are those 9 which are somuch to the one I'm going to be mafrish. So kolzman, if in Shabbos I can't be mafrish, that one, so in Shabbos I can't drink up the 9. Because the 9 will only become maisa if it will be somuch to the one I'll be mafrish. But if I drink them up now and I'll be mafrish Sunday, so I don't have So I don't have 9 smuchim to the one I was mafrish. L'chay, you have to be mafrish first in order to have the 9 which are smuchim to the one I was mafrish. B'loy afrosh en yochel ishtois oysam atisha. K'diktoni iyata moide shema yibok anoidim se shoyse tvolim l'mafrei. That means if there won't be a Maisa Hafroshe, so you won't, nothing will be Chal. So in order to have nine that are similar to the one I'll be Mafresh, you have to have, they have to be around, these nine have to be around B'Shas Hafroshe. So therefore, in Shabbos, you can't drink any of it, because in Shabbos, you can make an Hafroshe. Inami, another chiluk taisus, bevadei tevel uzokak litein maisa lelevi, lekayim mitzvus nesine. So some say you can't drink it. By the mai, that's what the Mishnah said, you'll be mafresh tumas maisa, and you can drink the whole thing. Because it's mafresh the maisa vahim shaloi. Masha enkein by vadai, you can't keep it, you can't drink it. Oid yesh chiluk. Now, another chiluk. We'll look in the two Mishnayos. The gabi d'may k'toni, maisu sheini, it says where it is. B'tzfoinoi, oi b'droimoi, it says in which direction of where the maisu sheini is. The gabi kusim l'k'toni, elotisha maisu sheini, just saying an amount. Think of eilem mokin. Now, what's the reason of this? If I'm Kaira Shem, I'm saying that Maisa should be in this and this Mokim. This is equivalent to a Maisa Hafrosha. Now, Baina Taima, the Kviyas Mokim, Avakamai Hafrosha. Ubebein Hashmoshes Airi. Again, Taisa doesn't have this in the Maraisa. Speaking about Bein Hashmoshes, Kediktoni B'Tesefta V'Kideish Olav Hayoyim. It is speaking about that the Kriya Shem was already Bein Hashmoshes. U'B'Sofik Hashecha, so by Sofik Hashecha, Bein Hashmoshes, Ma'asran Asadmai, V'Yesavadai. So Memele, Sotaisva says, Ayesot, that a Kriya Shem with a Kviya Smokim, it's can equal to a Maisa Hafroshe. So, and it's speaking about Bein Hashmoshes. So, Bishleim, by Dmai, you're allowed to be Mafrish Bein Hashmoshes. So, by Dmai, you're allowed to be Kairishem with a Kriyas Mokin. Bein Hashmoshes. Masha'en came by Vadai. You're not permitted to be Mafrish Bein Hashmoshes. So, therefore, you're not allowed to be Kairishem. With a kviya smoking, bein hashmoshes. My time, and now understand another chilek what it says in the two Mishnayos. My time, and I'm like Tony Gabi Kusim, Kedek Tony Hosom, Umechulol al Hamois. In the Mishnah of the Mai, it says that the Maiser Shaini, his Mafresh, becomes Neschalol al Hamois. No, but by Vada, it says, Alamechel Vishoise Miyat. What's the Taitch Meichel? Perish Maschil. Oy, Kamoisha Perish Aravra Meshulam Zatzal, Umeihil, Behei, Mozug, Belot Miloshen Savacha Mol Bamoyim. But it means that by Vada, it doesn't say you're Mechalel the Maisha Shaini, but you're permitted to drink the Maisha Shaini. You're Mozugit, or you're Maschil Ishtois. Avalachalel Eine Yochel, Kivin Shaleiko Veloi Mokim. So Taisu says, by Vada, if there was no Kviyas Mokim where the Maiser Sheini is, there's no Din Chilul. I mean, even though the Maiser Sheini was Chal, and it's here, and it'll become this Baru where it is with the Maiser Afrosha, but since there was no Kviyas Mokim now, I don't know now where it is, there's no Din Chilul. How do you know this? Kedisanya b'teisefte de Mesechus Maiser Sheini. We learned into the Sefta, Maisa Sheini, Shebechefet Zeh, Yein Mechulol Al Isser Zeh, V'loikov V'loi Mokim. He wasn't Kaveya where the Maisa Sheini is. He just said the Maisa Sheini, which is in this Chefet, should become Mechulol. Is Rab Shimon Oimer, Kor Hashem, it helps, and you could be Mechalol. V'chachomim Oimrim, Ad Sheyoymal Litzvoynei Eiledroi, because man, there was no kviyas mokim, there's no din chilul. Umaisi osam uvde, and the and the Tosefta brings a Maisa, Rabbi Shimon Megamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Shenichnesu Eitzel Balabayis Echad Bechziv, Behoya Machalo Beinyin Zeh. He was Machalo Beinyin Zeh, that means he said that there should be Maisa Sheni in the Yayin. Didn't say he wasn't Keveya Mokim. He was, and then later he says, you know, wherever the Maisa Sheni is, it should become Machulu. So Memela, he did such a thing. For Omru Loi, so these Tanoim told them, Rabbi Yid, say ve'echel ma'isech. Now all the money you are machalo the ma'isa sheni on, I got news for you. You can allow to eat the money wherever you want, because the chilo was never chal. He skarta mois, you saved a lot of money. Ibata nefoshes, but all those people who were drinking the wine, achmon and etzlon, they were drinking ma'isa sheni chutz l'Yerushalayim. So Taisvah says that in order to have Maisa Sheni that is Roy Lechalol Olov, you need a Kviyas Mokim on the Maisa Sheni. So that's why in our Mishnah, which our Mishnah Taisvah says is also speaking about Bein HaShmoshes. And Bein HaShmoshes, a Kriyas Shem B'Kviyas Mokim would be considered a Proshin how to do it by Badai. So therefore it doesn't say that you make your Mechalol the Maisa Sheni, because she can't be Mechal the Maisa Sheni. Va'afilu Rab Shimon said, the Oma Kor Hashem, Rab Shimon said, you could be Kor Hashem and be Mechal, even though without a Kviyas Mokim, Yishloim, the Ma'irikon She'omar B'Soichoi. He said, the Maisa Sheni, She'B'Soichoi, in the Choshev, K'Kviyas Mokim. That Soichoi is called a Kviyas Mokim, that became L'Tai, the Pligi Meseches Tumes, U'Maisi Lo Beperik Bekol Ma'arvim, Ha'oimer truma hakri ze b'soichoi. The truma of the kri should be b'soichoi. Rab Shimon Oimer kor Hashem. Meforesh osn triyoma b'soichoi ki ilu omar be'emtzo isoi. Soichoi is a kviyas mokim. The kova mokim. Period. So memele, so now Tosfos explains the shinui. That by the Mishnah Vadai it doesn't say mechalo. It says mechel. Mechel means something else. Maschel, moizig. And by the Mishnah of Demai, it says, Harezem Mechulo. So that's the reason, because by Demai, it's speaking about he made a Kviyas Mokim. As it says in the Mishnah, he made a Kviyas Mokim. He was permitted to make a Kviyas Mokim, even though there's a Shem Afroshe, but he ma'aschen us at Demai ben Hashmoshes. Hashem came by Vadai, since that ma'aschen us Abadi ben Hashmoshes, he couldn't make a Kviyas Mokim. Therefore, you can't make Chilo. V'loi k'moy she'perish Rashi b'yos says, u'meichel mechalo. Rashi says b'yos, mechalo, whatever you can chaparayin, chaparayin. K'natzoy mechambreira. V'ene yochel lechalo. K'defrishes. V'oid, im hoyo she'seyu b'chilo, now Taisa says, if it'll be she'set b'chilo, b'loi hafroshe, or you she'set v'olum mafreya, k'defrishes leo. Faktor Taisa samir v'kikashe. He said, what should be Maisa Sheini? Mashani Yosid Lahafrish, but I'm gonna later be Mafrish. So Kozman, he wasn't Mafrish it. If he's gonna drink everything, if he's gonna say, and this Maisha Sheini should now become Machulo and finish, so it comes that he's never going to be Mafrish it. He never will be Mafrish the Maisha Sheini. It's Machulo, everything is Chulo. So there never was a Mafrish. If there never was a Mafrish, so never became Maisha Sheini. Just like the Gemara says, if Yiboka Hanoi, if he said, if I said, Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrish, and it's Yiboka Hanoi, so there never was an Osid Lahafrish, so there never was an Osid Lahafrish, so there never was Chal Trumesh, so I said, Tvolim Lamafreya. That means the whole Breire works only when there'll be an Osid Lahafrish later. So that is Mevara, which Shnei Lugim I made. But if there's never a Maisa Afrosha later, so you never have, so the Truma was never Chal. So Taisvah says, according to Rashi, how can you be Mechal and everything is Chulun? There never was a Maisa Afrosha and a Maisa Sheini. So there never was Maisa Sheini, so how can you be Mechal on the Bekiyas? Taisvah said you could only be Mechal if there was Kviyas Mokam on the Bekiyas. If there was no Afrosha, there was no Maisa Sheini, so yeah, how can you be Mechal it? V'chein mashma loshen, the koma shani osid lahavrish. So it's only going to become Aisa Sheni. What's going to become Aisa Sheni? Ma shani osid lahavrish. Al mekulu tzorich soife lahavrish. So all of them, well, he's only making Tumah, but he's going to be mafrish later. He's only making Maisa Sheni, who is going to be mafrish later. Because if he wouldn't be mevarer what he's doing, if he wouldn't say which is the trume, he wouldn't give the seifen habiru, so then he won't be able to drink anything. So you have trume meuriv and chulem, and it's tamua. So that's why you need osir lahafrish. But meiser, which doesn't answer, and meiser sheni, which doesn't answer, so mamela, they don't need it for osir lahafrish. Im kein meiserishin nami, so bezois what Taisa says, so meiserishin, you also need osir lahafrish. The psiche bei trumes meiser, because in the meiserishin, there's trumes meiser. So just like you say, trume is medamas, and the whole thing is also because of the erev trume shaboy, so trumes meiser is also medamas. So according to the osir lahafrish, and the meiser also, to make sure that the trumes meiser is out of the taruvis. The lack of a meimer that truma meiser rishin koi beloya meiser sheni. Looks maybe the osid lahafrish is going on truma and meiser rishin, but not a meiser sheni. The meizet tam havel ol a meimer hochi. How should you say such a thing? Olektonia lachode zimne shani osid lahafrish. The Tana said one shani osid lahafrish. Vi koi atrei koi akulu. So meimele, and if it's koi akulu, so you can't be mechalo. Voided to the septic, tony, cloth, that you have to be mafresh all of them. Asore, aboim, achreyem, the ten that comes afterwards. Tisha, aboim, achreyem, mashma, achreyem, mina chobis, whatever comes out from the chobis. So Vices, he's taken mafresh everything. So he's mafresh the maiserishin, the maisersheni. Yeah. Mio he ride the sefte the meseches trumes, the sefte the meseches trume that you need kviyas smokim yeshlitchais. Could be the kiven the masker schuma trume va meisa. Atayis wants to end for that kasha. But since he's mentioning how much trume he's making, choshev kriyashem tvei. This is equivalent to kriyashem lebeinon kviyas smokim. That means when do you need kviyas smokim? If you don't say how much, then you have to say al kaponim where it is. But if I specify how much I'm making, truma, how much I'm making maisa, that's called a kriyashem. Vikinami laman domer pesaches trumas peg shlishi ha'oimer truma sakri mimeno all of koreshem. It seems without a kviyas smokim. Voitnam pesaches maisha sheni perik revi apoyde maisha sheni bloy koreshem rabbi yisrael merdaye. So it could be that, could say like Rashi. Mi shara kushis kosher l'perish Rashi. Boi dahach mishne gufi, boi kviyas mokim, b'diktoni seifa, b'tzvayne, b'droime. It means that fila others hold you don't need a kviyas mokim, but the mishne seems zicha to hold, you do need a kviyas mokim. Zog the next Tosfos. Asoro maisa rishin, tisho maisa sheni. So lav davke, so Taisa says the numbers are not accurate. Sherei kivin shekvar notal min hakuf shnei lugin letrume. First he took off two lugin letrume. Einei oile yud. So now, so there was 100 lugim. There was 100 lugim. Now he took off two, so there's 98. Now you have to take off a tenth of 98. That's 9.8. In the oile you chleim him la maisa rishin, betisha la maisa sheni, mina neisorim. Period. So Taisa says, so the numbers are not accurate. Ein loimal de chayshin en shema akusi toram truma gedoilo. No, maybe the numbers are very accurate. We don't know what this kusi did. This kusi said he took off everything. Maybe didn't, maybe he took off akaponim truma gedoilo. Now, if he took off Tumah Gedoyla, so Memela, now I have 100 midis, So I have to take off from the 100 midas I'm after. So it comes out that it was together, there was 102. He took off 2 for 2 magdolas, and I have to take off from 110. So memelis, it could be the number 10 is an accurate number. Ein loim de khashin shem akusi torm tu magdoil lo khi ein le mait bispil hatrum because of the trum mi maiserish in the maisish in mi maisish in ye bezoch le saken adayn oy sam shnei lug de bezoch le saken adayn oy sam shnei lugim de shema kva huma hatus ye tbi mesaken 100 lugim, not 98 lugim. The shemek va humra truma, v'nim tse shehem zekukim l'maisa. So they need maisa. The shem zekunim shem zekukim l'maisa. Va maisa memeli, you have to take off a tenth of 100, not a tenth of 98. Because maybe he took off already truma, now there's 100 left over, so you have to be mafrish a tenth of 100. So you have to be misakin these two lugim. But now you have to be misaken that if you take off 10, it's not zicher that this is meiser. Maybe the truma you took off, the taka had to be taken off. So really you are marbe be meisres. You only have to now take off a tenth of 98, which is 9.8. Dilma havele marbe be meisres. So it could be. So therefore, you take all the chumras. Mitzad echad, you have to be mafrish 10 lugim for maisa because maybe the kusi took off maisa. So that's shat 10. Then you have to be misakin the 0.2 of maisa which I take off. Maybe I didn't have to take off this 0.2. The mavle malba ba maisa. So Taisa says ein leima kein. Don't machnet azolche dreidlich. Why? The im tikken akusi, if the kusi took off trume tikken karoi. Because we learned before that kusim were nizer. Now, that they were nizer and everything, the nizer and maisris. So now we said there was reasons I should be choshed the kusi. For himself he was nizer, but for alekeach he wasn't nizer. So mamanushech. If he was nizer for alekeach, satyog alb for lifne evil, so then he's nizer and everything. Dim tikken akusi tikken karoi. Dim loy tikken, loy tikken klauke de prashti la'el. So memele, so that's why, so that's why Taisa says, al kochach, you have to say that the numbers are lav dafke.